You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio now by Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to welcome classical guitarist Peter Fletcher to Sounds Good. Thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thanks, Tracy. It's an honor to be here.
Tracy, I'm aware that you've been telling our Sounds Good listeners that the Callaway County Public Library is hosting Peter Fletcher this evening at 6:30 in the library meeting room, and I understand from Sandy Lynn that you probably need to get there early. It's not a really large room, and you might find yourself without a seat if you're not there early to claim one. Peter Fletcher began his study of guitar at the age of 7 with John Sutherland in Atlanta, Georgia. He's taken master classes with Jose Tomas, Pepe Romero, Christopher Parkening, Oscar Gilia?
I think it's Oscar Gilia.
Gilia and David Russell. You have a master's of music degree from the Eastman School of Music, which is sort of revered, and you were twice the recipient of an Eastman Graduate Award. So you're here. It looks like you made your professional debut at age 15, and you're not a whole lot older now. How old are you now?
I'm 45.
Well, you are. You've aged well.
Well, thank you.
While we think about getting to your concert tonight early, would you give us a taste of what the concert goers will have this evening?
Okay. Well, I've always felt that Spanish music people associate. You can't have a classical guitar concert without Spanish music. So this is a piece that's on the program tonight, "Leyenda" by the Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz.
Peter, what do you love about playing that piece?
Well, this is a piece that that I heard when I was very, very young. This was, I think, the first piece I ever heard on a classical guitar record. Back then, I was listening to records. So this is one of the first pieces I learned, one of the first serious concert pieces I've learned for classical guitar. And the piece was actually written for the piano, believe it or not. It was written by Isaac Albéniz, who was a pianist in Spain. But I think a lot of people feel that it has such a Spanish flamenco nature that it almost sounds better on classical guitar.
I think I've only heard it on classical guitar. It's interesting that it was for piano. How would you say that Peter Fletcher's technique is different from anybody else's technique? What distinguishes you? It sounded to me like there was a definite thrust going on that might be your own.
Well, I think that really when it comes down when it comes down to it, everyone forms their own technique. I mean, you take lessons and you take guitar lessons, music lessons from people that understand technique, and they show you the basic rudiments. But eventually, it's something that that's original. And I think most of the great musicians were self-taught. I've always felt that classical music is something that shouldn't be too pristine. It should be played with a lot of heart and soul. So I think I would take my cues from people like Andre Segovia and Leopold Stokowski and Maria Callas and people like that.
Will you honor us with another?
Yes, I would love to play a piece by Michael Praetorius. This is a piece entitled Ballet, or Ballet, I'm not sure if the T is pronounced. It's by a German composer, Michael Praetorius. This was taken from a collection that he published in 1612, Terpsichore, and Terpsichore is the Greek muse of dance. Ballet by Praetorius.
Classical guitarist Peter Fletcher, who performs this evening at 6:30 p.m. in the Callaway County Public Library's meeting room. He performs regularly at Carnegie Hall. What's it like to play in that hallowed ground?
Well, I had the good fortune of giving my New York debut at Carnegie Hall. This was at the Recital Hall, Weill Recital Hall, which seats about 260 people. Whenever I give a concert in New York City, it's always very kind of energy drive. There's an energy in New York that you don't really get from other big cities. So it's always very eventful, and always full of energy.
And I understand always sold out.
Well, no, it was sold out 1 year, 2010, but the other years it's been close.
That's great. I want to invite you again to go hear Peter this evening, and to remind you that WKMS offers you a 24-hour classical station on our HD2, and we also offer you classical encore Sunday mornings and evenings, and broadcasts of the Paducah Symphony Orchestra. So classical music is at home on WKMS, and we're very grateful for your visit today.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.